From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Divided and United. That's the name of a new 2-CD collection of songs from the Civil War. They're songs of fear, loneliness, exhaustion, and also, as we hear in this song, triumph.
Hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, a fight that makes you free. So we sing the chorus from Atlanta to the sea.
That's Old Crow Medicine Show with a song that celebrates Union General William Tecumseh Sherman's March to the Sea.
Sherman's dashing Yankee boys will never reach the coast. So the saucy rebels said it was a handsome boast.
These are all new recordings of old songs. The collection was produced by Randall Poster, and historian Sean Wilentz wrote the liner notes. They both join me now to talk about some of the lesser-known songs of the Civil War. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Melissa.
Great to be here.
Sean Wilentz, talk a bit about the songwriter of Marching Through Georgia, because he also wrote a few other songs in this collection. His name is Henry Clay Work.
Yes, Henry Clay Work was part of a sort of diffuse Tin Pan Alley that produced a lot of the songs that we think of as, you know, iconic Civil War songs. We think of them kind of drifting up out of the campfires and the trenches of the war itself, but they were composed by commercial songwriters, much as we have commercial songwriters today. Henry Clay Work and George Root were two of the people who were represented a lot on the album, and they were professional songwriters. Some of the songs they wrote were for the blackface minstrel stage, but some of them were popular songs. To make a hit in the 1850s and 60s meant you were selling a lot of sheet music, which is what they did.
Well, let's flip from the Union side to the Confederate side and listen to Leanne Womack. She's singing The Legend of the Rebel Soldier.
In a dreary Yankee prison, where a rebel soldier lay, by his side there stood a preacher. Ere his soul should pass away.
Randall Poster, this song is so beautiful, and the imagery is so vivid of this rebel soldier, Confederate soldier, dying in a prison up north, dreaming of the South.
What strikes me is the compelling humanity of the song and the story. And it really was a primary goal to strip away, I think, some of the antique-y veneer of some of the Civil War era songs. And I think Leanne really does capture the simple humanity of loss and the dream to return home.
Will my soul pass through the Southland to my old Virginia grand?
Sean Wilentz, do you know if this song would have been well known during the Civil War in the Confederate South?
It was sung. It was there. It was, it's a very, how to put it? I mean, I have a strong Yankee heart, right? I thrill to the Yankee songs on this record. That's just me. But when you hear Leanne sing the song, it just stops. I mean, that just stills all of that.
Then the parson looked up to heaven, and in blessing raised his hand. Father, grant this soldier's wishes. May his soul pass through the Southland.
Sean Wilentz, you talked earlier about minstrel shows as being sort of a way that these songs became popular. One song that was written for the minstrel stage is on this collection. This is a song that would have been sung in blackface, is the song Kingdom Come. And let's take a listen to a bit of that.
Say, brothers, have you seen the master with a mustache on his face? Go along the road sometime this morning like he's going to leave this place. He's seen the smoke way up on the river where the Lincoln gunboats lay. He took his hat and left very sudden. I suspect he's running away. Oh, the master run, ha ha.
That's Pokey Lafarge singing, and there's a lot going on in this song, Sean Wilentz. The master's run away. The slaves
right.
have locked up the overseer, right? They're celebrating, drinking the wine and the cider.
is a description of a bunch of slaves who are celebrating the fact that Lincoln's gunboats have arrived and the master skedaddled.
Now folks feel so lonesome living in the log house on the lawn. They move their things into master's parlor for to keep it while he's gone. There's wine and cider in the kitchen and you and me'll have some. I suppose they'll try and confiscate it when the Lincoln soldiers come.
Now that's a pretty edgy song. It was written before the Emancipation Proclamation, so it's perspective of all of that. It was actually being sung on the blackface minstrel stage. So you have white guys in blackface celebrating the end of slavery and the skedaddling of the master, who they make fun of.
Yeah.
You know, he's a fat guy. This is a great thing about American culture, particularly in this period, the inversions of race, of politics, of what's going on, all sung to, you know, a very rousing tune is remarkable.
The overseer, he make us trouble and he drive us round a spell. So we lock him up in a smokehouse cellar with the key thrown down the well. The whip is lost, the handcuffs broken, but the master will have his pay. And he's old enough, big enough, ought to know better than to try and run away. Old master, run, ha-ha.
Randall, when you were thinking about the singers you wanted to have on the album, how did you choose? How did you figure that out?
As it started to come together, it became part of the ambition to have voices from their 20s to artists in their 80s.
We shall meet, but we shall miss him.
And I felt that having all the decades of life represented would somehow render a certain element to this that would be very unique to this collection.
While we breathe our evening prayer.
Dr. Ralph Stanley, who I think is the oldest person on the record, was alive when there were still Civil War veterans around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd see Confederate veterans. They'd march once a year. All the way down to young performers who came of age 50 years after the Civil Rights Movement. So there's this vast connection through historical time, connecting people fairly close to the war to people who are coming out of all of the war's aftermath, all of the war's legacy. And I think ineffably, powerfully, you actually hear that on the record and how the songs are rendered.
We shall linger to caress him while we breathe our evening prayer.
The new collection is called Divided and United, The Songs of the Civil War. Randall Poster produced the collection. Historian Sean Willens wrote the liner notes. Thanks so much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.